Hi, this is a dictation for Muhammad Ibrahim, Muhammad Ibrahim, date of birth is 7-6-84, date of accident 9-23-2024, date of service is 2-18-2025. Mr. Muhammad Ibrahim was a victim of an automobile accident where he was rear-ended on a freeway and as a restaurant driver, leading to symptoms of headaches, pain in the neck, lower back, and the left shoulder. Currently, the patient reports some pain in both the knees, difficulty in climbing the steps, and his pain in the neck and the lower back continues. He is describing a shooting pain in the back of his legs, involving both sides, off and on, and some weakness is reported. Sometimes the pain can be present in the front of the thighs as well. Overall, the pain level is between 7 and 8. ADLs are affected 7. Please review the records for the ADL for system review, for additional issues, substance abuse, compliance history. And physical examination do remain the same. He has following modification in the exam. General review is the same. In the left shoulder, he has a range of motion of around 140 degrees with abduction and forward flexion on active motion. And beyond that, he starts feeling some pain in the rotator cuff region. Currently, his Hawken Kennedy test is positive. And speed test near test is positive. But anterior and posterior apprehension test is negative. There is no motor weakness. Distally, the reflexes are normal. Grip is normal. And no carpal tunnel syndrome is observed. Tinel sign, silent sign is negative. In the lower back and the neck examination remains the same as the previous visit, dated 1-6-2025 from 0106-02. Thank you. Diagnosis is the same. Plan is to continue the medication, which is Mobix 7.5 milligram twice a day for anti-inflammatory effect. Flexeril is provided 10 milligram twice a day for muscle relaxation. Ultram is provided. For pain relief, PRN 50 mg. Nerontin is provided 600 mg twice a day for neuropathy for pain relief, headache relief. Lidocaine ointment is provided for topical pain relief. Physical therapy continues 2 times per week, focusing on neck and the lower back, as well as knee pain with traction, massage, aquatherapy, gait training. Home exercises are advised to the patient along with yoga exercise. He is advised to continue a mechanistic back program. He's driving continuously. He's doing a full-time job. He's advised not to lift more than 5 pounds a day. Other than that, patient has been informed about his MRI findings, which are showing a herniated disc at C4-5, C5-6, as well as a bulging disc of L4-5, L5-S1, along with disc herniation and the compression of left L5 and S1 nerve root. The patient has been advised to have an epidural injection to the lumbar and cervical region, as well as the knee injections. The patient decides to have, will do it, if he provides a consent. But all the options have been discussed with him, including surgical options. He doesn't want any surgical options to be done at this time. He doesn't want to see a surgeon for any consultation. Thank you.